finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to hour number two, my friends. Robbie Noel, sitting in for, kind of vacationing. John Snapmuller is in Washington, D.C. Hope he's safe. Hope he doesn't go wandering into any strange neighborhoods. Quick check of the financial news. Joining us after a break, Jeffrey Bennett will be joining us. We'll be talking about gold, finance, and whatever else comes along the way. But worries about short-term damage to the economy led Federal Reserve policymakers at their August meeting to hold a more than two-year-old interest rate raising campaign. By taking a breather, the Fed would have time to assess the toll on economic activity and inflation of its 17 rate increases since 2004. This, according to the minutes of the Fed's August the 8th meeting, was released today. Prior to the release of the numbers, gold was down $4.30, closed in New York City at $612.10 the ounce. Silver reversed the trend by climbing 13 cents to end the day at $12.22, platinum up $3 at $1,222, palladium was off 6 at $338. Now, as I said, obviously, the Fed minutes interpretation by the folks on Wall Street is that the Fed is done with tightening for the time being, which could be a political ploy, considering we, 70 days before the election? Of course, the Fed wouldn't want to do anything to help the election, would it? Because, after all, when people finally go into that little booth and pull the lever, it's usually pulled because of the economy. Nothing more simple than that. Well, how does this interpretation of the Fed not raising rates buoy for the gold market? Well, as we said, gold's decline in New York today was prior to the Fed announcement. Gold closed in New York, and then the Fed made its announcement, which means we have to get indications from Asia. And in Asia, as we speak, gold's up $3.20 at $615.30. Silver up 10 cents at $12.31. Platinum not doing anything, sitting at $1,222. Palladium up a buck at $338. Crude oil, a little below the $70 a barrel area, sitting at $69.74, off 87 cents on the day. And the U.S. dollar, once again, falling below that 85 support level, closed at 84.81, off 35 basis points. And the XAU, indications of the commodities, is up about a half a point. Which ultimately means, my friends, and we'll talk about this with Jeffrey, because there's been a number of prominent analysts out there who, although they believe long-term that we are going to see $1,000 gold in the next 12 months, some people $1,800, some go as even as high as $2,500, but even though they believe this is ultimately where gold is going to go, they keep on telling us that, well, we may get another 10% washout in the gold price. The question is that possible? Now, granted, I have a bias, and I understand my bias, and I try to overcome my bias. But as I've said once before, I think the possibilities of buying gold under $600 an ounce ended, when was it? In June? I don't think we're going to see gold sink below $600 again in our lifetime. Well, I could shoot myself in the foot with that one. But anyway, we'll get Jeffrey Bennett's interpretation of that when we return.
Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. Joining us from the other side of the state, Jeffrey Bennett. How you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing all right. It's the other side of the state of mind, I think.
Yeah.
We don't want to confuse the producers with double Skypes today, so I'm doing this on the phone tonight.
Oh.
This afternoon, whatever this is. I hope it's coming through clearly enough.
It's loud and clear, brother.
That's good. I listened to your comments before the break about your comment back in June that we'll never see gold below six again. You know, it's interesting because I have always tended to try to avoid making comments like that because they always come back
and haunt you.
Bite you. Yes, our illustrious host who we are filling in for today has openly come out very vocally in the past. You'll never see $400 an ounce gold again in your lifetime. Well, you know, considering some of us are near death anyway, he could be right. But and I'm being facetious, of course, but I'm as you do, watching constant headlines, this nonsense with the Fed. I mean, here's two headlines off of WorldNet Daily right now. One says, stocks edge higher after Fed comments. And the column right below it says, consumer confidence plunges in August.
Yeah.
Once again, it's apples and oranges. There's no proper comparison. What? These guys don't even know what they're talking about. Well, different writers, different opinions, I guess.
Well, sure, but ultimately, I think the caution of the Fed is although many pundits have said that we are in for a soft landing, especially in light of real estate, I think they realize that any further Fed increases, especially prior to, I mean, we've got to put everything in context of the November election.
That's true.
And because of, obviously, you know, the real estate market in prime areas like right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and Southern California, I've obviously seen prices decline precipitously in some instances. But by and large, obviously, a lot of the people that got caught up a few years ago in those adjustable rate mortgages are feeling the pain, not only pain at the pump, but they're feeling a pain at the end of the month where their mortgage, when they originally signed up to those ARMs 2 or 3 years ago, their mortgage payments were $1,200 a month.
Now they're dealing with or more. Yeah.
It is a problem.
And yet, look, you and I talked some months ago because you had a situation where you were considering buying your own condo.
Yeah.
And, you took a look at the numbers and you didn't like them. And even though they were offering you a, quote, substantial discount below market, when you went and took a look at the numbers, you're sitting there saying, wait a minute, this is a declining market. What's the market going to be 4 or 6 months from now? Which case, you probably did the right thing. As you and I discussed, the home I'm living in now, I bought just over a year ago, moved in here June the 29th of 2005, and made what at the time we thought was a tremendously undervalued buy. And on the surface it was, we got in here, there were some problems. We had to put a little bit more money into some repair work than was expected. There was some fraud in the representation of the house. Okay, no big deal. We paid $318 for a house, put $15 or $20 into it with new flooring and paint and just, all the usual stuff to make this house what it needed to be, in addition to some of the other work that had to be done. This house, it was my intent to put it on the market last October, nearly a year ago, and we should have been able to go on, based on all the comps I was looking at, just over $400,000. My wife and I decided we're going to keep it in the 390 range, 388. We'd have made money. We'd have been out of here. We'd have been happy. Well, one thing led to another. We didn't get it on the market. We didn't get it out of here. I would be lucky to be able to draw $345 out of this house right now. Now, a lot of the listeners are going to say, well, Bennett, so what? You just told us you paid $318. Yeah, I did, but we had to put money into it, and we would be lucky to break even at this point in time. And that's not even using a realtor, by the way. Not using a realtor. If I have to use a realtor, we'll come in a good $20,000 under what we've got in this place, and that we can't afford. So the markets have done this, and they're going to continue to do this in many, many other areas around the country. On tonight's broadcast, the flip side, I'll be doing some comment on real estate, sharing some brief headlines. I'm not going to go into entire columns, but it's from various different spots around the nation, some discussion on real estate, on what you just brought up, this whole business with the adjustable rate mortgages. Now, unfortunately, I do happen to have one of those, but I had a 5-year lock, and they can't touch me for 5 years under any circumstances. And even at that, all they can do is adjust me 2% per year. I've got a cap at 11. I will be out of here come hell or high water long before that 5 years is up, I hope. If not, well, then I'll be joining the cavalry with the rest of America. I strictly did it, Robbie, just to get in, get this house done, and get out. That was my entire intent. But,
As Bill Bonner points out in his article today that folks can find on republictradinggroup.com, the housing market's in a funk. And this is a quote from the Wall Street Journal.
That's right.
And he asks the question, can the stock market be far behind? And obviously, based on the statements made today, but obviously reading between the lines in the Fed minutes, it's obviously the reason why the pundits are saying we're more than likely done with any further rate increases until next year, which in large part also helps explain why gold's up $4 in the aftermarket, because gold was down $4 before the announcement, obviously subsequent to the announcement, which obviously also buoyed, because this morning I will tell you I was sweating bullets looking at that 606 area for gold, because
right.
I know there was strong support there. The last time we came down to this area, it got to 606.90. As many people were saying, well, there's a stop at 606, there's another one at 602, which obviously is more solid than the 606. And this morning I was going, we got down to, if memory serves me correctly, we got down to around 610.
But just for the audience to understand, we start talking about a stop at 602 or 606. That's a psychological stop.
Sure.
It's I don't know who ever developed these so-called psychological stops and caps and everything else. I guess it's just based on what the law of averages have been over the last 150 years, or actually since 1972. But, it's interesting you do this because Gary North came out 7:45 this morning, probably about the time that Helicopter Ben was running his mouth. And he said there's three things that, well, what he talks about, he says the time bomb, which is what he calls Bernanke's time bomb, an international time bomb, is the huge buildup of fiat money, which enabled Greenspan to escape the 2001 recession without a scratch. But we've got problems with Bernanke that we've certainly covered before. And he says there's three things Bernanke can do to get us out of this problem. First, continue the Fed's policy of stable money, which will detonate it within months, this time bomb. Secondly, reverse course and expand the money supply, which will roll the clock forward, but will still add to the explosive material. And three, and I think it's Gary North's personal preference, is that Ben Bernanke just flat resign. But so he resigns. Who else are they going to put in here? It doesn't matter.
It, of course it doesn't matter. It's just simply a figurehead.
Sad.
But, you know, the thing is, as I've said many times, I mean, we're having a discussion here about, you know, trying to nitpick. I mean, even if we take what these guys say, that gold's going to correct 10%, that's just simply taking gold down to the 580, 570 range. As we always say, look, don't try and pick a bottom because it's virtually impossible. If you're waiting for 570 or 560, you may never see it. The smart thing to do is find a range where you're comfortable with. You make a purchase. If the gods allow you to buy it cheaper sometime down the road, take that advantage of buying it cheaper. But don't try and pick a bottom, especially don't try and pick a bottom that these guys are saying may happen, which is at best a 10% correction. But I can't see a 10% correction because that means that the dollar has significantly strengthened, and I don't know how that's possible in any way, shape, or form.
The thing that I'm finding interesting, you bring up the situation of the dollar, is, of course, we all know that ultimately the gold is still pegged to the dollar. And yet what I'm finding even more interestingly is gold seems to be more closely pegged to oil right now. Oil has literally become the dollar in that respect. We've watched the oil prices drop almost $2 a barrel recently. We've certainly watched the price at the pump drop precipitously. We've watched it go from 313 or thereabouts, at least out where I'm at, and get down to the 260 plus area. Now that's a significant drop, and unfortunately there's people out there saying, oh goody, it's down 30-40 cents, isn't that great? And yet they forget that it's been a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago it was $1.35 a gallon, and around the time that Bush took office it was in the $1 to $1.10 per gallon figure. So I don't get excited about a 30-40 cent drop. I'd get excited if it was below $2. But all I know is that come on, people wake up and listen. You saw the same thing happen on Memorial Day. You saw the same thing happen. They pulled fuel prices back before Memorial Day. They brought fuel prices down before what used to be known as Independence Day in this country. It's now known as July the 4th. And they did it to get Americans out on the road spending money, pumping the economy. Going to hotels, going to the beach, going to restaurants. So Labor Day is this coming weekend. Hey, the music's up. Stick around. We'll be back. Jeff Bennett, Robbie Noel, right here on the National Intel Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? The school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel with Jeffrey Bennett on this Tuesday. And guess what? We'll be back Thursday. Do it all over again. Let me read you a quick quote from Richard Russell. He says, I'm almost sick of all the analysis of every minor move in the gold price. It's overbought, it's consolidating, it's topping out, it's getting too much publicity, the commercials are doing this or they're doing that. I'm going to let you in on a secret. I really don't give a darn about all the daily comments on gold coming from experts. Here's what I've done. When I look at all my total assets, I put gold in a separate column. I don't place it in my asset column at all. I simply keep a total in my head. The total is deal with it in ounces of gold that I own, and I do not calculate the price. I do that because I have no plans ever to sell my gold, and I don't care whether the gold price drops to $300 or whether gold rises to $3,000. I consider gold as an asset that I want to own no matter what. And he concludes by saying this, which I love. Listen, I'm 82 years old. I've seen what has happened to the purchasing power of the dollar in my lifetime. That's not going to change, and it doesn't seem that politicians are going to change. So when it comes to gold, I'm only interested in one thing. How many ounces do I own, and whether I want to add more today or whether I want to wait a while before adding more. Richard Russell, 82, still going strong.
Yeah, that was an astounding piece. It was one of his columns last week. I think that I've lost track. What did we do last week? I think I did, what, Thursday night? Did I also fill in for John on Thursday last week? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But that came about, and I shared that because it was so darn profound.
It is.
You know, and there are a few of these old guys like that, but I'll tell you what, they're disappearing. And maybe one of these days we'll be 82 and they'll be listening to our writings. Who the heck knows?
It's not a maybe, Jeff. We'll be there.
People at the age of 28, sorry about that, should be listening to the writings of an 82-year-old because he hits the nail on the head. That entire column I was privileged to share last week, and I think I've still got the entire thing, but not that that's important at all. It is profound. I think it says it all. There's a guy that says, I don't care what it costs. I don't care if it's worth $300 or $3,000. I'm buying it. I'm putting away. I'm forgetting I've got it. And that's what we have tried to tell people for so many years. Don't try to be a day trader. Don't call me and say, I want to buy gold today, and call me and tell me you want to sell it back tomorrow. If that's what you want to do, then you're calling the wrong place because we're not in the day trading business. And that's our recommendation. I buy it. I put it away. Frankly, Robbie, I've got stuff that I don't even know how long ago I bought it. I don't pay attention to what I paid for it or when. And that may sound stupid to some people, but I guess it kind of leads us to, and I don't know if you got the message, but this column you and I discussed, I was able to retrieve it. And we want to share that because Robbie, as many of you know, takes care of the news section of the Republic Trading Group website each and every morning at 0 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to tell them when because they'll start calling earlier. And the reality is that the column was entitled Gambling on Gold. And this was a real surprise because you don't find stuff like this being published anywhere. It was published in a newspaper, I think, in Kentucky. It's called Coins Growing in Popularity as a Hedge Against Inflation. With the price of gold and other precious metals up sharply in the last few years, the column begins, investors of all types are putting more money into bullion as a hedge against inflation and as an alternative to the stock market. To capitalize on this trend, and this is the mind blower because you just don't hear of things like this, First Tennessee Bank is now selling U.S. Mint gold, silver, and platinum bullion coins in Knoxville and other markets statewide. Mike Donnell, Mint Relationship Manager for the First Horizon Mint Distribution, says gold is in pretty high demand, and we expect demand to stay strong. Memphis-based First Horizon Corp is the parent company of First Tennessee Bank. Investors and collectors alike are buying bullion at the bank's financial center on Chapman Highway. Now think about this. You've got people walking into their bank, B-A-N-K, and they're buying gold American Eagles and silver and platinum. This is the first time that in many years I've heard of this. You and I talked this morning because I know that the bank I still bank at many years ago would sell American Eagle gold and silver coins with the caveat that you had to store it with that individual bank or they would not guarantee a repurchase later. The guy goes on to say, we have people coming in to buy silver dollars to put under a kid's pillow when they lose a tooth. And some people will come on in and buy a dozen gold coins. Buying gold can be pretty pricey. First Tennessee is selling the 24-carat American Buffalo gold bullion coins for $695 each. As we know here, the Buffalo is the first 24-carat gold coin ever minted by our government. Also available through the bank in Tennessee are the American Eagle gold bullion coins that sell there for $670 a piece and the silver American Eagles at $18 a piece. Well, as you will find out later during this program, those prices are pretty outrageous, and we've got some interesting offers. We'll share more with you on this column when we come back. Because I think I heard music, didn't I?
Yes, you heard music.
All right, we'll be back with more of this story.
We're getting old, Jeffrey.
Oh, God, we are. What is it, 81
yes.
today?
Yes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel with Jeffrey Bennett. Talking about, yes, your local friendly bank is now selling gold and silver coins.
Well, we can't guarantee that all banks are, but this is interesting.
No, we've
got a lot of listeners in this area, and obviously they can go in and take advantage, but why pay the price? And that's what we're going to find out, because in once again, picking up Mike Donnell, the representative for the Texas Bank, says, despite the hefty cost, gold bullion coins are popular with the bank's customers. Gold has always been valuable, he said, even during biblical times. Boy, it sounds like he's worked for some place you and I used to work for. It's valuable, unique, and a great way to pass down an investment to grandkids, he says. Buffalo gold coins designed after the original 1913. They're legal tender. Some of this is not even important because a lot of it we've covered. They're talking about the Buffalo coins, the American Eagle, of course, each containing a full troy ounce. And as we know, we can pick up the... in the American Eagle, we can get smaller varieties as well. He says that this is a safe and yet expensive bet, and that's a word from retired Knoxville, Tennessee resident Jerry Reynolds. He can't afford gold, but figures he can't go wrong buying silver bullion for his granddaughter's birthday every year. They'll always have a good value, he said, before he bought a single 2006 Silver Eagle on a recent Tuesday morning. Investors can only purchase bullion coins through authorized dealers, such as coin shops, brokerage firms, banks, and other financial institutions. Well, Republic Trading Group is a brokerage firm, so consider it that way. The guy at First Tennessee says that they do not publicly discuss the volume of gold it sells, but he says we are absolutely meeting customer needs and inquiries. He says he's responsible for retail sales in 6 kiosks. That's the little trailer on wheels in your local mall, believe it or not, and 144 financial centers throughout Tennessee and Virginia. There were some interesting facts about the numbers, and I think we've said pretty much what has to be said here, but it became interesting because for whatever reason, with as much volatility as we've witnessed in the precious metals markets this year, Robbie, what I found is that in the year 2005, the U.S. Mint sold a total of 822,500 American Eagle gold bullion coins. Through mid-August, the Mint had only sold 424,500. If that trend continues, this could wind up being a very low mintage year, which I find amazing because the market has been so volatile and so hot, at least it has been for us.
Well, you do know that they're confusing those figures because they are not separating out the buffaloes.
That's true. They've not entered the buffaloes. We don't know how many of the buffaloes have been sold. So how does it? In other words, the buffalo didn't add to anything. It seems to have done a replacement, at least at this point in time. He goes on, or Jim Wansley from the University of Tennessee, a finance professor, says it's easy to understand why investors find precious metals such as gold, silver, zinc, and platinum a solid investment these days. During uncertain economic times, gold has been a traditional hedge against inflation, the thinking being that gold retains its value while inflation erodes the value of national currencies. I think most of us realize that. We understand that. And although they're playing the game to, quote, keep inflation in check, once again, as we've discussed in the past, 30 years ago, the inflation figures that were handed out during the Carter years included food and fuel, the cost of fuel, neither one of which are included in the inflation figures today. So, you know, when you look at what it's costing us to put fuel in our automobiles and our trucks, you take a look at what it's costing us to put food on our table, it's considerably greater than the so-called zero inflation rate that the government's handing out to us today.
Yes.
Wansley also goes on to say investors also turn to precious metals when the stock market underperforms. He says as the market tends to move sideways or do poorly, the other asset classes look more attractive. All the precious metals have done well. And you know, we could beat a dead horse and go on with the next two pages of this, but it's interesting because what we're showing here is we've got a bank selling precious metals. He's a one particular bank that's covering portions of Virginia and chiefly Tennessee. They're talking about highs and lows of the markets and where we've watched gold trade this year. We know as high as 7.25 in May. It's been trading in the 6 to 650 range during the month of August. And so does it drop to 580? Is it drop to 550? I don't even play those games because I'm more concerned about does it go back to 7.25? Does it go to 8? Does it hit the $1,000 range before spring of next year and some of the other suggestions that have been made by major financial people? You made a comment to me this morning that all the people who have been bullish on gold for the last couple of years, even though we've had this pullback the last couple of months, they still remain bullish on gold. Not a one that I'm aware of has turned his tail and started writing in the opposite direction, have they?
No, but the point is obviously, as I said, although they couch their statements of another quote-unquote correction in the gold market, They capture statements by saying, we firmly believe that gold's going to $1,000, some, you know, whatever figure that they have, $1,000, $2,000, Richard Russell, $3,000 an ounce gold. But obviously, it's the constant drumbeat, which I think is detrimental to people out there, because some people will believe, oh, well, then I can just sit around here and wait and I'll save myself $40
if gold
goes down to 580.
Yeah,
sure, but the question that I have, this is a situation that may not come about. I mean, if one thing we've learned from September the 11th is that things can change in a 24-hour period completely 180 degrees. I mean, right now we've got weakness in oil prices. That's just simply because our Nesta hung a right as opposed to hanging a left. Well, we're at the beginning of the hurricane season still. I mean, hurricane season goes through till November.
That's right.
And all we need to see for oil to go back $2, $3, $4 on the plus side is for another weak depression to start forming off the coast of Africa. And we'll be dealing once again with then we're into that, as you know, that the next 30 days or the next 60 days, September, October, are the most volatile of the financial year. You got the end of the financial year for the United States government. You got the mutual fund managers that are trying to dump their dogs from a year ago and realign their books so they can tell people they actually made money when they lost money. And you got traders, especially in October, that go and rub the bull on Wall Street as an ohm to prevent October the 29th. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, people, and you got that October surprise thing, and then you've got obviously the election thrown in just to confuse everything else, where look, I mean, people are going to come to the realization as you get closer to that first Tuesday in November, where people are going to go, you know, if it looks like the Democrats are going to take the House and the Senate, if they do that, they're going to impeach the president. So you've got all these things coming into play, which leads me to believe, I think if you're making a decision on buying gold, you know, don't wait around thinking that, you know, you could save yourself 20 or 30 or 40 bucks for that quote-unquote next 10% washout, because it may never happen.
That's right. And that's the problem. And I've had far too many clients over the years that have waited. They've tried to pick, and invariably, very, very rarely does it hit their target. I did have a client recently that did pick a target, and it hit that target, and he did well. And strangely enough, he and I talked this morning. He says, I'm not concerned that it's down another 7 or 8 from what my target was, because it could just as easily be back up 20 tomorrow. And he realizes the long term of things, and he's been a long, long term buyer. He's bought at all different levels. He's bought at the 250 level. He's purchased years ago at the $400 and $500 level. He just bought some more at the 615 level. And he takes on very much the same approach as Russell did. I'm not concerned what it costs. He said, it's the number of ounces that I'm looking at. Strangely enough, he's always been a huge silver buyer, not so much a gold buyer. But this year is the year he's just added a tremendous amount of gold to his holdings. It's the old adage we used to do. I've told this to people for years. You buy silver to sell, you buy gold to hold. Silver is like your daily checking account. It's something you're going to use on a daily basis, the loaf of bread, gallon of milk, gallon of gas mentality. Gold is exactly that. It's that asset you never talk about. You buy it, you stack it up. You can call it rubbing your hands together, the Ebenezer Scrooge mentality. I don't really care. It is a survival of the fittest. And I do know that in 33, when Roosevelt went for the gold, I know my grandfather held on to quite a bit of that stuff. And it was all part of what he passed on when he passed on some 15 years ago. And legally, he could have done so. So it's quite interesting, and I want to share some things. Robbie and I have been going back and forth with a series of things. As many of you know, we offer a wide array of international gold. Most of the time, you find it things like sovereigns, the French and Swiss pieces. Occasionally, we'll get Netherlands. Very rarely will we get some marvelous pieces from Uruguay. I like the international gold, Robbie, because of the volume factor we get, but once again, it's not important here to, quote, be a collector, but make it look like that's what we're doing, because that is the one factor that has always exempted confiscatory policy of governments of those citizens who hold gold. But we worked on several different packages today, and I hope you've got a paper and pencil handy. If you've been seriously considering gold, you've been considering adding to what you have been doing with us at Republic Trading Group, or if you've been working with another company, we certainly invite you to give us a call. Our number is 1-800-691-7898. And we've got a couple of interesting packages that are unusual because it's one of those rare times that we can offer two different packages for the exact same dollar amount. It just depends on what it is that our listeners are looking to do, what it is they're trying to add to their own portfolio. Option number one is kind of an inside tongue-in-cheek joke. I call it the Eagles Up package, Beat the Banksters. And this package is a superb package that's going to give you the silver and the gold. It's going to include five each of the one-ounce American Eagle gold bullion coins, the very same coins that this bank is offering for $685 a piece. We are nowhere near that. We're also going to pick up five rolls. That's 100 ounces of one-ounce American Eagle silver coins. Now, including the shipping to get this entire package into your hand, this entire package is going to cost $4,780. I've not had time to run the comps on what those numbers would wind up being if you were to walk into the bank in Tennessee, but they're getting $695 for the American Buffalo Gold Bullions. They're getting $685, I believe, for the American Eagles. Robbie, I don't know if you remember how much they're getting for the Silver Eagles. I can't find it very quickly here.
$18.
Absolutely outrageous. And, you know, so we put this marvelous package together. Once again, the package is five of the one-ounce American Gold Eagle bullion coins or 100 of the one-ounce American Silver Eagle bullion coins, $4,780 delivered. But there's an interesting option, and because I like looking at these things, and I want to see, because different people buy different coins, different forms of gold and silver for different reasons. And we're going to surprise some of our listeners today with this, because we've not gone this way in a long time, but the buy was too good not to offer. This is option number two. It's the Liberties Up package. Beat the Treasury. It's going to include five each of the U.S. $20 Liberty Double Eagles. These are the old Liberties that you've heard talked about on the air for many, many, many years. They're extra fine condition. Each one is going to be hand-selected to get the best grade coin we can get out there. These are not certified. We're buying it for the gold. Five of those, also four of the U.S. $10 Liberty Eagles, also in extra fine condition. Same exact price delivered, $4,780 delivered for that package as well. So all you got to do, as soon as we're off the air, and by the way, because one of these is extremely market sensitive, the first option is going to be more market sensitive. Figure we got to do what? About an hour? About an hour after we get off the air? You've got 1 hour to take advantage of this, and you can do so by calling 1-800-691-7898. And like I say, it's your choice. You might want to pick up one package of each. If that's something you can afford, you want to do that. You're not restricted to single packages. It's not that limited in availability, of course. But the price is certainly good, no matter which way you look at it. It is below what 90%, 90 to 95% of the rest of the market is getting for these coins. Republic Trading Group exists on a fairly tight margin, ladies and gentlemen. None of this is the so-called 10% that John Statmiller likes to talk about a lot. These are tremendous buys. Option number one, the Eagles Up package, all bullion. Five each of the American Eagle gold bullion pieces, 100 of the one-ounce American Silver Eagle pieces, $4,780 delivered, or take advantage of option number two, the Liberties Up package, all semi-numismatic pre-1933 issued U.S. gold coins. Five of the $20 Double Eagles, four of the $10 Eagles, $4,780 delivered into your hand. You got to give us a call. These are the kind of things you want to get payment out in a hurry. If you want to get fairly fast turnaround on your product, we'll work with each and every one of you. So I hope you will take advantage of this. About an hour after we get off the air is how long this thing's going to be good for, and we'll see what availability is. As I say, I'll be back in here later tonight, but I can't guarantee availability of either one of these coming in. So
just for the record, the difference in price of the package that you put together for the bullion, the Eagles Up package,
yes,
as opposed to the banks, if the bank was selling the same thing, it's a savings of $600.
A $600 savings of what the bank would charge, and you go.
No wonder these guys make so much money.
That's right. The bankers are just raking it in left and right. And you know, I would also have to be a little bit concerned about the privacy element of doing business with the bank. We all know that the banks are notorious for making their transactions well known throughout the banking industry. With Republic Trading Group, we are very concerned about your privacy. And in many cases, Robbie, I have found we've probably got greater concern for our clients' privacy than in some cases even the clients do. And that's substantial. $600? I had no clue. I hadn't even run the math on that one. That's a lot. $600 is getting you almost another Gold Eagle.
Yeah. Hey, look, I mean, unlike many other gold companies, as clients of Republic Trading Group know, we don't call you. And some people say that may be a bad thing or a good thing.
Well, but we
respect your privacy. We don't call you with the latest flavor of the month.
No.
And we don't mail out fancy brochures with pretty pictures and CDs and books and all that other kind of stuff.
Because the
client ultimately pays for all of that. So we keep it to the bare minimum. And ultimately, why do you want to do business with Republic Trading Group? Well, it's very simple. By supporting Republic Trading Group, you're supporting Republic Broadcasting Network, because Republic Trading Group is the financing mechanism for Republic Broadcasting Network.
Very important. Very important for folks to understand that. They want to continue to be able to listen to the Flip Side five nights a week, or listen to the National Intel Report each and every day, or Michael Piper Collins, who will be coming up here in another few minutes. I realize this sounds like a PBS commercial, but it's a reality factor. Each and every one of these programs cost money to have on the air, to produce, to keep out here. Not a single broadcaster gets paid for what he does. Not one. Not even John Stadtmiller gets paid for his time on the air and what he does. We certainly don't get paid to turn on the microphone every night and go for an hour to 2 hours or whatever the case may be. Part of this is contributing our knowledge, our ability, sharing information with people, sharing a thought process, trying to bring information to you that you cannot get on the nightly news. Or at least if you do get it, it'll be slanted, you know, like we can't believe. But sorry for the noise. Got grandkids over here. You know how that goes. Had to run outside for just a quick second here. Had to step outside. But these things are important. There's an awful lot of tremendously gifted people here who literally take time out of their day to reach our listening audience. They don't do it because they're getting paid. They're doing it because they think they've got something to share and they can make a difference. Our challenge has always been to make you think outside the box. Pray to God we're bringing you the kind of information that you want to hear and in many cases need to hear. And so by making your decision to purchase your gold, your silver, your platinum, your coins, whatever, through Republic Trading Group, you are, in effect, becoming a partner at Republic Broadcasting Network. One more quick thing, Robbie. In talking about this First Tennessee Bank, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it was quite interesting where he talked about the various different forms of gold that could be purchased. And he says certainly for those who begin looking at the bullion coins, he actually made a very interesting commentary that even referenced people into getting a solid base of coins of the type we're offering today, and even was recommending that people even consider start to move a certain portion of their money into rare coins. He says, yes, they will cost you more, but the end result historically always tends to pay back a much higher rate. Quite interesting, coming from a banker who is not known to sell gold anyway, who's all of a sudden doing it, but now he's telling people, you might want to consider rarity as well. That was a real shock to me.
Well, it's obviously a debate within, and we've had this debate many times.
Of course.
It's a debate within the community, which is better, bullion versus numismatics. And when you analyze it, obviously there's two different markets here that you're dealing with. Is a numismatic arena a good arena to be in? Of course, there are definite benefits. The big caveat that most people don't understand is what is a reasonable price to pay for instance, an MS64, $20 St. Gaudens. I will guarantee if you call any of the major dealers today, and I won't go through the name of the major dealers, everybody should know them.
Yep.
They're going to charge you anywhere from from $1,250 to around about $1,500 for an MS64 $20 St. Gaudens. Are you going to make money with this coin? Eventually, in a decade from now, when gold gets to $800, you may break even. The realistic price for that coin is under $900.
That's right.
So,
absolutely true. You know, but that, you know, once we start talking numismatics, now we can get into the, do we talk common date that every Tom, Dick, and Harry has, or do we step up and pay a very small premium and get better dated material? And those are the kind of things both you and I certainly have the ability to discuss with our clients. So, but don't confuse the two. Let's take a look at the stability of our purchasing power, our dollar first, and that's when offers such as the type we've made here today fit the bill very, very well. But if you decide you want to begin to step out, you want to start looking at higher grade material, true longer-term real investment factors, now we start looking at better dated coins and certified coins and hand-selected stuff, not just the common 1924 and 27 stuff, because everybody's got that, and I don't think those coins will ever go anywhere, personally.
Well, obviously, their prices are going to be predicated on what bullion prices do.
Of course, of course.
And I have no doubt in my mind, as I've said many times, it's not a matter of if gold's going to go to $1,000. It's a matter of when. Now, it could happen in the next 2 months for all we know.
Well, we certainly watched the kind of stuff that happened last year. I mean, at this time last year, gold was in the 420 to 450 range, and before Christmas, it exceeded $500. So if you take a look at those kind of percentages, you know, and take a look at where gold is right now at, 615, 617, somewhere in that area, take a look at the same kind of percentages. We could well be looking at 8-plus by the end of this year, and that's pretty profound.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, right now, as we speak, gold's up $4 in the aftermarket at 6.16. Silver's up 12 cents at 12.33. And the oil is, I guess they're still trading oil. Oil is better by 6 cents at $69 and
$70. Some of our listeners are probably filling their tanks right now, so you're darn right they're still trading oil. Hey,
yeah,
ladies
well,
and gentlemen, do take advantage of this. You're a little bit over an hour you've got on this thing. Once again, option number one, the Eagles Up package. Option number two, the Liberties Up package. Each package selling for exactly the same price delivered to your door, $4,780. You're getting a lot of gold here, and in a lot of cases, a lot of gold and silver as well. There's something here for everybody in this mix. You want to look at something smaller, we certainly can handle that with you. You want to look at something larger, you want to order multiples of these packages, more than happy to service your needs. 1-800-691-7898, and you're liable to get the voicemail. Just select your one or two, just whatever happens, and you'll get through to Robbie or I. And, hey, we be the guys.
There
and,
you go,
I'll
Mr.
be back
Bennett,
here,
and
be
you'll
back.
Be you'll be back in an hour.
I'll be back here in an hour on the flip side, and we'll pick it right up where we left off.
And we will see you from my side tomorrow. It's my
you
birthday. I'm going to the lemonade stand.
Oh, have a good time. Have one for me.
See you, Mr. Bennett.
I'm out of here. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.